The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Would you retire early, even if it meant getting less money? Well, a new study has shown that although about a half of those polled are happy with the retirement age of 66, one in four would be happy to take a cut of 60 euro a week in their state pension in exchange for retiring earlier. There are a growing number of people who are happy to retire at the status quo age of 66, but people would not be willing to wait until they're 70. All of this in that new report. But to talk about those who might like to retire early, I'm joined now by financial planner Paul Merriman, the CEO of Firstone Ireland. You'll know him, of course, from the website Ask Paul. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, these figures, when you break them down, who's willing to forgo part of their pension in exchange for, I suppose, a more leisurely life?
Yes, in fairness, Pat, this is a very hypothetical situation. We can barely afford to pay the state pension from 66, never mind from 60 years of age. But those in the age bracket of 35 to 44 have the strongest desire to retire at 60 with less in the state pension. So state pension is currently around 14,400 a year. And in this particular survey of over 1,000 adults, they reckon that they would settle for about 11,000 per year if they were to get out at 60 years of age. Now, interestingly here is that the age group between 35 and 44, when we meet them as clients, are usually the most under pressure financially. They're starting to settle down together, get mortgages, have children maybe. And, you know, they're under a little bit more financial stress than typically those above 45 or 50 years of age. So they're probably rose-tinted glasses thinking that from 60 to have a guaranteed income from the state of 11 grand would be great. But to be fair, it's completely impractical.
To tease that out a bit, I mean, these are people under financial pressure. People who are probably knackered, young families struggling, getting people into school or into the creche or whatever, working all the hours that God sends, early in the morning, getting home late, struggling to get a dinner together, finally having an hour in front of the telly before they get to bed. And they're just thinking, I'd love to be able to relax.
You're 100% correct, Pat. That's exactly what they are. They're thinking of retirement age. They can get out at 60 years of age, have that guaranteed income. The problem here is that the majority of these people are probably going to have mortgages till probably 65, not even 70 years of age. So the state pension, if it does come in from 60 years of age for them, if it did, hypothetically, they wouldn't be able to live on 11,000 per annum each if there was a couple, even 22K. So they're probably still going to need to work. I think a lot of people don't understand the state pension. There's a lot of misinformation out there about the state pension. I mean, if you look at the current options now, you can choose to defer your state pension, not take it at 66 and take it at 70. And in the survey, you know, it showed that a lot of people were interested in doing that. The problem for that is you'd be absolutely crazy not to take the state pension at 66, Pat. I mean, let's think of it. If you take a state pension at 66, you get 14,000 per annum. If you don't take it till 70, you get just over 17,000 per annum. So there's 3,000 euro per annum in the difference. Now, you're just forgoing 4 years of 14,000 euro. So you're forgoing 57,000 worth of income guaranteed from the state in order to get 3,000 more from 70. So you'd have to be guaranteed to live to 88 just to break even. So I think, you know, any option that comes from the state in relation to state pension, you really need independent financial planning advice just to see what way it's going to work from a tax point of view, but also an income point of view. But I think it'd be crazy to defer it for 4 years.
Now, of course, some people will get the state pension and will continue working, which would be the best of all possible worlds, I suppose. But then they're paying tax, so they're effectively, if they're on a decent income, they're paying for their pension anyway and their tax. They may not have PRSI, but they're paying income tax.
Yes, exactly. The PRSI is a great point because once you start drawing at 66, you won't have to pay the PRSI. But the problem here is that if you're going to work from 66 to 70 and defer the state pension, it's very unlikely you don't have a private or a company pension plan to back you up at that stage. So you're probably going to be paying the higher rate of income tax anyway, be it from 66 or 70. So there's not much of a difference probably from a tax planning point of view, to be fair, if you have a private pension. So again, it comes down to independent advice and everyone's different as well, obviously, when it comes to tax and finances and their pension pot. And some people might downsize, you know, people, again, some people might have mortgages up until 70 years of age. So it's going to be a case by case basis. But I would be strongly advising people not to defer their pension from 66 to 70
anyway,
years of
this
age.
Is not an offer that is being made by the state at the moment, that go early and defer your or cut your pension by 60 euro. That's not even enough.
No, that's not. That's hypothetically, yeah. In fairness to Royal London, did a survey, and that was a hypothetical situation. Would you cut it by 60, get out early? And a lot of people said yes. But like I said, it is an option to defer it until 70.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm just wondering what the sums are in that case. And I mean, none of us have gone through this. But the idea that you stop earning at 60 instead of 65 or 66, you might be forced to retire at 65 and have that terrible year where you have nothing, maybe. But suppose you retire at 60 and you stop earning. What happens to the PRSI contribution at that point? Do they take that out of the whatever state pension you have because everyone else is paying it until they're 66?
You're stopping
paying tax into the state coffers. So why would the state make you that offer?
They won't, and it's never, ever, ever in a million years going to happen. You'll never see the offer. It was a pure hypothetical question in the survey. But if it was to happen, like you said, you've got the PRSI to consider as well. And at 66 years of age, you're probably advising somebody not to do it at that stage because their life expectancy is going to be a lot longer than somebody at 70 years of age and their earning potential. So you're probably better off waiting till 66 and taking the 3,000 euro more per annum in that case. Taking the same amount of time to break even.
A couple of things on the text screen. We absolutely cannot afford to pay the state pensions to this aging population. People are having kids and buying houses much, much later. So retiring earlier won't be an option at all for most. It's not a realistic option for them because they'll still be in hock right up to the age of 70.
Yes, exactly. As I said, especially with the mortgage situation as well. But look, I started at this piece saying, Pat, you know, it's very obvious that we are going to struggle to pay the state pension from 66 years of age. I think, interestingly, in the survey, those from 18 to 24, 24% of them were only in favour, so less in favour. So I think it's going to take for that generation to get to retirement age before any political party can push it out from 66 towards 70 years of age. There's no shadow of a doubt that the state pension needs to move from 66 to 68, then 70. And to be fair, for those in that age group, 18 to 24, will the state pension even be there in 40 years' time? If it is, it's definitely not going to be indexing up and it's definitely not going to have the same value as today. And that's why you're seeing auto-enrollment coming in from January 2025 and other measures to have lesser reliance on the state pension. So if anything, state pension is moving from 66 towards 70, and it's definitely not going to be coming forward towards 60 years of age.
Just a couple of quick things. We've loads of texts coming in, but I'll bring in this one. What about people who have manual labour jobs, can't work at all until they're 66? What about them? Suppose you have a scaffolder who hasn't managed to become a foreman or whatever and is still having to do the lugging about and just is knackered, can't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. The only thing I will say is that most of those people will be involved in the Construction Workers Pension Scheme, the CWPS. So they will automatically enroll, they're employed in the sector. So they will have the CWPS to call on from 66 or earlier in certain circumstances. If you're somebody in that manual labour, you know, if you look at the CWPS, you can put in what's called an AVC, an additional voluntary contribution, get tax relief and, you know, build your pension up. But I'd encourage anybody that just, like, it's a really good point. I'm not in that manual labour. The likelihood of working to 66 is probably slim to none. You don't really want to have to do it either. So yeah, thinking about your finances, getting a financial plan together, speaking to a financial planner, and maybe planning to get out at 60 and seeing what you need to do on a weekly basis to put it aside. But they should be enrolled automatically in the CWPS scheme.
All right. Paul, thank you very much for joining us. That's Paul Merriman, who's CEO of Fairstone Ireland. And of course, you know him from askpaul.ie.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.